Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Squid, you were talking about a mock draft from a noted analyst that you came across that gave you a couple of eye-opening projections, and especially as it relates to the NFC South. And how do you want? Do you want to start with the Falcons and what's mocked there?
I was going to ask you. What do you want to do?
I think we can just go ahead and say that you're talking about Mel Kiper, right?
Yes.
And at 15th overall, he's got the Atlanta Falcons taking Mike Green.
But that's not the pick for the Falcons that has me intrigued.
You like round two?
Well, I like Mike Green, but the round two one is intriguing to me.
I'm fascinated. And for those wondering, don't have the draft in front of you. In round two, with the 46th overall pick, Mel Kiper has the Atlanta Falcons taking, I believe, All-American cornerback out of Notre Dame, Benjamin Morrison.
I do not know if he was an All-American last season, but the year before. Last year, he had a hip injury that really hampered him. But he's a press corner, and guy has like 9 interceptions in his career in college. To me, could be a really good guy on the outside opposite of A.J. Terrell. And if you have that, then I think it really sets up. And remember how we talked earlier about D. Alford re-signing? And we know they have Clark Phillips. But to me, if you went and got a guy like Benjamin Morrison, who's, 6 foot, 190, he's essentially very close to A.J. I think A.J. Terrell is 6'1". 195. So they're very similar in builds. But to me, if you go get him and you could put him on the outside, you could move Mike Hughes back to the nickel. And I know that people are like, well, I don't like Hughes. Well, Hughes played to the nickel pretty good in 2023. In fact, I thought he was very good for the defense and the nickel in 23 because you had Jeff Okuda on the outside. So I think that would give you your secondary. Remember, who was it that called in yesterday by the secondary? And I think it was in the AMA and it was like, hey, you have a really good secondary that helped the defensive line. Well, now you've done something to directly, in your first two picks, directly affect
both,
and hopefully very, very positively, because Mike Green's a guy that can't, he's got multiple moves. He's got power and speed. From a pass rusher, and I think he's good at shedding blocks in the run game as well. And then you've went and got a guy that he could have been an All-American last year.
If he stays healthy, he was a preseason All-American, yeah. and then he got hurt, yeah.
And he's the guy that can come up and press a little bit, which, by the way, when you came up and challenged receivers late in the season,
right.
What happened? You were more effective at getting to the quarterback. So that was all intriguing to me. But that wasn't even – and these were two things that I found. And the Morrison was the one that I found after I started looking at this, because my initial thought was what one of our rivals did. Now, I will say this. The Mike Green pick is done, and he has Mykel Williams, going later in the draft. I think he has him going like 24th.
I see him at 23 to Green Bay.
23, yeah. Which I'm not sure that Mykael Williams if he's there at 15, I'm not sure the Falcons don't take him. I'm just not. Now, I know they love Mike Green, and I know they went to Pro Day. I think they love Jalen Walker better than Mykael Williams, but in this mock draft, Jalen Walker goes 8th to the Panthers.
Other pass rushers in the first round, James Pierce, 32nd to the Eagles, Shamar Stewart, 29th to the Commanders. So there's some names that some people have maybe higher than Mike Green that are, in this mock at least, going behind.
Well, James Pierce has got a lot about him. I think he and Mike Green are very similar in some ways, but there's been some off-the-field stuff about Pierce with kind of he's not as good in the run game.
If we're gonna be honest, the on-field production for Pierce wasn't great. It was more about the measurables, and he looks like he should, and this and that. Last season, I mean,
yeah.
When it looked like he was going to be that dude for 10, last season was not overly impressive in terms of pure stats, numbers, and production. That's not all his fault.
Also, Will Johnson, a guy that a lot of people think could come here, is off the board. Him and J-Day Barron are both off the board before the Falcons pick at 50. I just think it's interesting, but
yeah.
what really struck my,
made you open your eyes a little bit,
was who the Saints draft at 9.
Yeah.
And for the record, Kiper has Cam Ward going off the board first, and then Travis Hunter second, so to Tennessee and to Cleveland. And then Abdul Carter goes to the Giants, which if Abdul Carter goes to the Giants with Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, and Brian Burns, they're sick up front. I mean, they're absolutely just they're going to be nasty defensively. Now, who plays quarterback? But he has Shador Sanders going to the Saints, and he a while back had Jackson Dart going to the Saints, and Shador Sanders going to the Saints, I feel better about than Jackson Dart for one reason only,
and it's better about as a Falcons fan.
As a Falcons,
okay.
Fan. Because Jackson Dart is a much better runner and much better at getting out of the pocket and creating plays. I'm not saying Shador can't get out of the pocket and create. Shador is getting out to throw, and he does a very good job at it. Jackson Dart, to me, is as accurate in the pocket, especially, well, with a deep ball anyways, not saying with the intermediate, but with a deep ball as Shador. Maybe has a little bit better arm, but when he gets out of the pocket, he's going to run more. And as a Falcons fan, I hate that because we have been burned so much by guys who can get out of the pocket and create with their legs. Just go back to Jaden Daniels last year. In Washington, Jaden Daniels was doing nothing in the pocket against the Falcons in the first half. And in the second half, it was, if your first option isn't there, move, go, take off. And he did that. He burned us to the end of the game. It ended up costing the Falcons the game.
Along with some other things that happened.
The different, take everything aside, the difference right. In that game in the second half was they couldn't move the football unless Jaden Daniels was leaving the pocket.
I don't view Jackson Dart the same way you do.
I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be great. I'm just saying,
yeah.
From what I've seen in college on all –
I don't know how
guys.
Much his mobility in college is going to turn him into a runner in the NFL. I don't think he's Jaden Daniels from that perspective.
Okay, but it's not that. We saw Josh Dobbs make plays with his feet.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is the Falcons in that second level are slow. They're not quick. And that when quarterbacks get out, if you don't get them down in the pocket, they make plays. And down the field with their feet, and that worries me.
Yeah, and I get that. But I also just think Shador can do that as well. I think maybe he didn't at the collegiate level with Colorado.
I think he's a good athlete.
I don't know, man. I've seen him run a couple times in games, and I've always thought, like, why aren't you running more?
I've seen him move outside the pocket and be very good at creating and throwing on the run. As far as a runner, no, he's not.
I'll be honest. I would much rather have the Saints put their future in the hands of Jackson Dart than I would Shador Sanders. I think there's a much higher ceiling for Shador, in my opinion, than Jackson Dart. I actually think some of the pitfalls...
Even with Kellen Moore there, who know how he has adapted his game to letting these guys run like he did with Jalen.
Sure. I think the pitfalls of Shador at the collegiate level actually parlay to him having a much better career in the NFL. I just think he's built for it. I might be the only one. I think Shador's a better pick than Cam Ward. That's just me.
Wow.
And that's fine. But
why don't you like Cam Ward? I mean, can I be? I'm gonna be real with you. I think I said this the other day with on the morning show with Mike. I don't know if any of these guys are good. I don't know if it's about the climb. I'm not sold or unsold on any of these guys. I have a big question. I just don't know what they are. I think my thing is are we talking about them the same if it was in last year's class?
No.
And that's what worries me.
I think how many people have come out and said, like, if Cam and Shador were in last year's class, they would have been maybe in the discussion for QB6 with Bo Nix. I've seen that a lot. I'm sure you have too.
And so that's why I just don't know what they are. I just know what they've done in college. I think, look, I have nothing against Shador Sanders or Cam Ward or Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe. But they're all different in a lot of ways. Cam Ward feels like the most complete.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By what he's done, where in the, not only in the pocket, but outside of the pocket, and he kind of gives you a little bit of both. I just feel like Shador is more of, I'm going to use my legs to keep a play alive, but I'm not going to burn you downfield. And I just know what our my thought is based on only the Falcons' weaknesses as a defense.
Right. And what I'm looking at, just in terms of quarterback preparation, is while I'm watching the games, and I'm not doing advanced tape study, I'm looking at how many NFL-caliber throws I see from these guys. To me, the guys that made the most NFL-caliber throws, in my opinion, were Shador and Quinn Ewers, not Cam and Jackson Dart. And I know that's not the most sophisticated way of measuring these quarterbacks. I openly admit that. But that's just what I see and where I stand on those two.
I've seen all three of them make NFL throws. And
all make NFL. I'm saying the most. Of course they're all making NFL throws.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you've got a chart.
Gunnar Stockton made NFL throws.
You know, it sounds like it's cool. I mean, I'm just surprised you didn't come with your Quinn Ewers taking it all of this segment.
I got there a little bit towards the end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.